From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A media report out of Switzerland says that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is at the meeting with his Russian counterpart and envoys produced some new ideas on reviving a ceasefire in Syria, where the regime continues to pound rebel-held areas in Aleppo. But Kerry said it was too early to reveal what these ideas were and that high-level contacts would continue on Monday to flesh them out. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive Saturday in northern Syria to wrestle control of a key border town from the Islamic State extremists. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the force seized several strategic areas near Dabeq. The town holds a symbolic importance for ISIS because of an 8th century end of time Sunni prophecy, predicting it will be the site of a showdown between Islam and Christianity. U.S. officials say multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen again have targeted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. The incident took place late Saturday or early Sunday local time. U.S. officials say the USS Mason was not hit. It was the third time this week that the destroyer and other U.S. ships have been targeted off the coast of Yemen. The U.S. military on Thursday struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missiles launches from territory controlled by the Houthi rebels. The U.S. military says North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. The Pentagon spokesperson tells Reuters that the U.S. condemns North Korea's missile tests and intends to raise their concerns at the U.N. to bolster international resolve in holding the DPRK accountable for these actions. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks has released the full transcripts of 3 speeches Hillary Clinton gave to Goldman Sachs executives in 2013, along with comments by her campaign staffers about how to handle challenging campaign issues. Clinton has been dogged by accusations that she is too close to Wall Street and other members of the financial elite. The emails are being revealed as her rival, Donald Trump, suggested Saturday Clinton may be under the influence of drugs during their last debate. And Trump is now suggesting that he and Clinton both take a drug test before Wednesday's debate.
We should take a drug test prior, because I don't know what's going on with her. But at the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. And at the end, it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car.
Trump stayed on the offensive during his stop in Bangor, Maine Saturday, repeating his accusation of the media influencing the upcoming November 8th presidential election in favor of Clinton, as he continues to deny multiple allegations of sexual misconduct toward women. In the home stretch of the presidential race, Clinton has extended her lead over Trump in national polls. Once again, the two will square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon toured the devastation in southern Haiti caused by Hurricane Matthew and met with the families who lost their homes. Shortly before Ban arrived on Saturday, a minor skirmish occurred between residents and U.N. peacekeepers after the trucks carrying food aid arrived. The peacekeepers fired tear gas to restore order. Hurricane Matthew struck Haiti earlier this month, killing more than 500 people, leaving more than 1 million others in need of humanitarian aid. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last weekend, killing about 140 people and wounding at least 525 others. The Joint Incidents Assessment Team said a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information, resulting in one of the most deadly strikes in the coalition's nearly 19-month bombing campaign in support of Yemeni's beleaguered government. And police in northern India say a stampede early Saturday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 19 people. The stampede occurred when a larger-than-expected crowd of devotees to an Indian guru gathered in Uttar Pradesh state. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. We invite you to join us for much more news on our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.